Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In Massachusetts, there's been a dramatic increase in Lyme disease. In fact, a doubling of cases over the past decade. And doctors are sharply divided over diagnosing and treating the disease. In fact, some call it the Lyme Wars. But some doctors say a Boston clinic is trying to stake out neutral ground. Dr. David Scales, a special correspondent for WBUR's Common Health blog and a physician at the Cambridge Health Alliance, joins us to talk about this. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the Lyme Wars.
So there's a couple aspects to the Lyme Wars. First is there's the acute phase of Lyme disease, which is caused by bacteria and spread by ticks. But the acute phase really isn't very controversial. Someone has the telltale bullseye rash on their skin, and they get treatment at the doctor. But the controversy comes a little bit later, because not everyone gets that bullseye rash. So then the question becomes, should you treat people without the bullseye rash? And how long should you treat them? There's a lot of people that say that they only feel better while they're getting antibiotics. But when you look at some of the recommendations and guidelines by some of the most prominent societies, they say someone shouldn't get treated for longer than a month.
When you call it a war, what's the war about then, the antibiotics?
This is one of the biggest medical controversies that I've seen in my practice. Some people say if you go to the doctor and get the tests and the test is negative, then they go to lots and lots of different doctors until they find a positive test. There's a big market out there, private laboratories that do testing that isn't as good and isn't FDA approved. So it's just this controversy over that diagnosis. And then after that, how to treat. Mm.
And yet you recently write for WBUR's Common Health about a so-called neutral actor in this war, which is the Dean Center. Can you explain?
Yeah. So the Dean Center, it's a treatment clinic out in Charlestown at Spalding Rehab Center. There's two doctors there who work right now, and they focus on people who complain of chronic symptoms from what they believe to be is Lyme disease. So these are people coming in with things like brain fog and fatigue and joint pain and muscle aches, and they can't necessarily figure out a cause for why. When it comes to the question of antibiotics, treating individually can have larger societal effects, and I think that's why this gets so controversial, because treating lots of people for years with antibiotics can be dangerous to them and can also spread antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So it's not a simple question of just, hey, you know, if you like yoga, do yoga, and if that works for you, that's great, because you doing yoga has no impact on other people doing yoga. But if you take antibiotics, that could affect other people in your family and spread resistant bacteria.
And so how does the Dean Center walk the middle ground?
So what they try to do is they try to put the question of diagnosis on the side. And the way they do that is by making sure that you have a doctor outside of the Dean Clinic who's working on those questions. So Dr. David Crandall, the clinic co-director of the Dean Center, he says they'll only prescribe antibiotics if it's a clear case of acute Lyme, like if somebody has the bullseye rash. Otherwise, this is what he says.
We try to position ourselves sort of not on either side, but in the side of, the patient and caring.
In other words, what they're trying to do is really focus on the symptoms and the ways that it can help people feel better. Basically, the whole rehab nine yards.
Hmm. And basically, what they're saying at the Dean Center is that they're comparing what's happening in Lyme disease now to the way we treated concussions?
Yeah. So Dr. Navina Zubchevic, who's also the co-director of the Dean Center, she compared Lyme disease to concussions like this.
Concussion, maybe 20 years ago, was an unrecognized phenomenon. But now we appreciate it, and now we're building ways to prevent it and figure out how can we integrate this in our society. So every little kid who's riding a bike is also wearing a helmet. With Lyme, we're where we were for concussion 20 years ago. It's misunderstood by the medical community.
And that misunderstanding really comes from a lack of information about these specific patients that are coming to these clinics with what they believe to be chronic Lyme disease.
And how does that compare with the way Lyme might be treated at other places?
So if you go to an infectious disease clinic, infectious disease clinics are probably going to test you according to the guidelines. And if that is negative, they're not going to see a reason to treat you with antibiotics unless there's some other extenuating circumstance. So their focus is really on testing to make sure that you have the disease, and then treatment.
So this is really a standing clinic that sees, what, about 650 patients, right?
Yeah.
And it's basically saying we're not doing medicine as usual.
Yes. They're focusing much more on the symptoms. Now, that said, it's I would say it's not medicine as usual according to the infectious disease physicians. But I think what I really liked about this is it is a little bit more of a usual practice for the doctors that work at the Dean Center. So these are doctors that specialize in physical medicine and rehabilitation.
Of course, the big question, where does insurance come into all of this? And does it cover this type of approach, really? Because it's an approach to treatment, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is where I feel like the Dean Center can be really helpful, because a lot of people with chronic Lyme disease are going to doctors outside the medical system, and a lot of these doctors can be very expensive. So what's nice is the Dean Center, because they're physical medicine and rehabilitation physicians, when they refer patients for rehabilitative treatment, it's usually covered by insurance.
I wonder, can a center of doctors really be neutral here? Aren't they just taking a position with their actions necessarily? And does this say something broader about medicine?
It's a good question. I mean, I've been reporting on this for a few months now, and the thing that I've really learned is there is no such thing as neutral in these Lyme wars. So in the Dean Center, I would say they do tend to lean a little bit towards the direction of the chronic Lyme sufferers. I called them for an appointment just to see how long the waiting list was, and they sent me an email saying that they require the treatment doctor that you have on the side be a, what they call an LLMD, which is a Lyme literate doctor. Hmm. But that's usually a code word for a doctor that's willing to treat someone with antibiotics for months, if not years. You know, the Dean Center, their intake appointment is 90 minutes. If I had 90 minutes with every patient that I have, no patient would walk away feeling that they were not heard. We have a medical system where if you're just seeing patients every 10, 15 minutes and trying to churn through them very quickly, I have a complicated patient who walks in the room who's got a chart that's 3 inches thick because they've seen 17 doctors over the past 10 years. I'm not going to be able to get to the bottom of that in 15, 20 minutes. So I see a lot of problems with the medical system that, you know, the Dean Center, just in the way that they're structured, can do a lot to make sure that they are hearing patients and getting help.
WBUR special correspondent Dr. David Scales. You can find a link to his post on the Dean Center for Tick-Borne Illness at our website, radioboston.org. David, thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek, with help from Sean Bowden, Caitlin O'Keefe, and Cassandra Sunt. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Ati. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.